When Jesus entered Jerusalem, it was a political event. It was much more than this, of course, but it was at least political. The story notoriously moves quickly from celebration to cries of "Crucify him." As it moves quickly, there are four groups that confront Jesus: the crowd, the leaders of Jerusalem, the soldiers, and Pilate and the Romans. Each of these groups has a power, but each group behaved as if it had no choice. "There was nothing we could do," we can imagine them saying, and in fact they do say. What power and influence they did have was used to bring about the murder of an innocent person. By contrast, Jesus, in all of these stories, stands alone as someone who is truly free. Jesus knew what God the Father had asked him to do, but at the same time, this was Jesus' free choice. John told all of these stories so that you might come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing in him, you might have life. I hope that you see and hear Jesus in these stories this morning. I hope these stories help you recognize that he is the Messiah, the Son of God. Jesus is the leader that we have been waiting for. He is the leader you are looking for. And I hope that through believing you may have life in his name. It is a choice that we are free to make again and again until the day when we go to join him. The crowd shouted, "The King of Israel!" They sang and they waved palm branches as Jesus entered their political capital, their religious capital. People have always longed for good rulers. But so often, once a leader is in place, that same crowd feels powerless. Leaders, in turn, often fear the crowds. Along the city walls, the balconies, the leaders of Jerusalem watched this crowd and waited. For all that John is hard on the leaders in Jerusalem and the Pharisees, here in their council, John offers a sympathetic report of the concerns and the fears that they were facing. They could not control the crowd. If things got out of hand, the Romans would intervene, possibly without any regard for human life, for the sanctity of the temple and of Jerusalem. And indeed, in AD 70, this fear came to fruition. Jerusalem was leveled. Many within it were killed. Perhaps as we hear the story of council, you will hear the fear and the desperation in the voices of Jerusalem's leaders. The leaders of Jerusalem armed a group and gave this group authority, power, to find and capture Jesus before the festival of the Passover. In the darkness of the night, Judas led this group to Jesus. In the garden scene, who is it that speaks first? Who is it that initiates the action? Listen to how John tells the story. The soldiers arrive in the garden, and we get the sense that they just stood there, waiting to be told what to do next. They had been given authority, they were armed, they were in numbers, but who is it that is issuing the commands? It was Jesus who spoke. It was Jesus who stepped forward. It was Jesus who gives all the instructions. And if we have any uncertainty about Jesus' power and authority in this moment, John emphasizes Jesus' power with a threefold I am. And the first time Jesus says, I am, all his soldiers fall to the ground. In each of the stories we have heard, all of the characters feel that someone else has the power. But Jesus is not being led by anyone. Jesus stepped forward. Jesus took hold of the cup that the Father had given him. For Jesus, the greatest good was bringing glory to God. That was something worth dying for. Jesus chose to do this of his own accord. He had said already, I have authority to lay down my life, and I have authority to take it back up again. But now he stands before Pilate, and Pilate says, Do you refuse to speak to me? Do you not know that I have power to release you and power to crucify you? Jesus replied, You have no power over me, except that God has given you authority here, the same God that has given me authority. Whatever measure of authority that we have has been given to us by God, to whom we are all accountable. Human beings try and avoid responsibility. We say, there's nothing I can do. Or, I don't understand. I'm not sure. Or we say, I was just doing my job. Pilate will be held accountable. So will all who use their power to destroy and steal and murder. Whether it has been done as part of a mob, whether this is a soldier, whether it is religious leaders, or whether it is political leaders, or whether it is us, whatever measure of influence you have, it has been given to you by God, and to God you will be held accountable. If nothing else, what we see in these stories is that we have choices to make, at least over our own lives. Will we serve God? Will we obey God? Will we seek God's glory? Doing this is beyond us without God's help. And so we plead with God to send the Spirit into our lives, to be born again, and we attempt to follow Jesus. For Jesus showed us the way toward freedom. Therefore, Pilate brings Jesus before us and declares, Here is the man. In Hebrew, it would have been, Here is the Adam. After reading the stories of his passion, do you believe that Jesus is the Messiah?